to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located inside the River House at East River 9. Be lifted to experience the wonder of John and Lance as they commence to birdie the third hole of Del Olaya. Now, that's some golf.
I went back to Ohio.
That's how you pronounce it. Well, I don't know how why he puts that type of emphasis on it, but that's how you pronounce it.
Have you ever seen this fight, John? I'm sure you have, on Crazy Clips.
No.
In the gym. It's an absolute barn burner. One of the most even fights in a weight room I've ever seen. And I've probably seen about nine of them now. I mean, it doesn't end.
You love you some Crazy Clips.
Me on this stuff.
I know.
John, your timeline is one of the most reckless, violent, crazy, funny timelines I've ever seen.
Yeah, you should see I get stuck all the time on that crap. So did you guys see that the Astros signed a Japanese player?
He's not.
Yes. Okay. He might not be Yamamoto.
He played in Japan.
Right.
What's his name?
That doesn't make him a Japanese player.
He's Japanese Chris Carter.
Well, I don't. There's a lot wrong with what he just did.
Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Chris Carter. Oh no, the strikeout king.
They had a 919 OPS there. Okay, so you could slow
your
roll.
Not that same Crush City Chris Carter.
Chris
Carter.
Like six. He played in Sugar Land. Oh, he's going to Of course, he's going to Sugar Land.
This is our second Chris Carter.
Yeah. What's his last name now? You forget? I know. Chris, the new guy that we just signed.
You said Carter.
Yeah. No. It's Japanese Chris Carter.
It's a Japanese player?
No. It's a player who played in Japan.
Yes. But he's a Japanese player.
He's not.
I saw they signed a guy off the rule. Who did they sign yesterday? The Astros just grabbed somebody yesterday.
His name is Chris Giddens.
Giddens, yeah. And
he is not Japanese.
Doesn't sound Japanese.
He doesn't look Japanese per se.
Well, Rui Hachimura doesn't look Japanese, but he's half Japanese. Chris Giddens is not Japanese in any way, shape, or form.
Did he play in Japan?
Yes.
Then he's a Japanese player.
No, he's a player who played in Japan.
That's exactly right. What did I say?
No, you said he's a Japanese. Much like your Carmelo Anthony when he said he was challenged mentally, and then you turned that into something else.
He's mentally challenged.
No.
Did he say he was challenged mentally?
Yes,
then
that's
he's
what
mentally
he said.
Challenged.
No, you know words and their order matter.
That's the same thing.
It's not.
Okay.
So Chris Giddens is going to head to Sugar Land, and he is a player who played in Japan, but he is not a Japanese player.
He played
player.
For the Yankees before, didn't make it. But he did have a 919 OPS in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, man. With that, the Bugs Bunny stuff that they throw there, are you kidding me? I mean, this guy might be up. This guy might, be a huge acquisition.
Well, does it make you feel great that his batting average in the major leagues is under 120?
That's not, but what did he learn in Japan?
He hit 242.
He was a lot more disciplined.
Through 2022.
He's a lot more disciplined now than he was.
Oh, that's great because he was terrible when he was in America.
But guess what?
Why are we talking about this guy? What's this guy going to do here?
Because
nothing.
The Astros.
Because they made a move?
The Astros signed.
Don't make the noise.
Chris.
Don't say Chris Giddens. Don't do that. It's Chris Giddens. You don't get to do that when he's from Sherman, Texas.
Yeah. You don't get to do your trope.
Yeah. He is not. That he is from
he's
Sherman,
a Japanese player, and everybody. Oh, the Astros aren't signing anybody. Oh, really? Signing Japanese players just like the Dodgers.
We sign guys off other teams' rosters, Rule fives.
And Jim Crane decided he's going to pay him a Japanese yen because he's up against the CBT. The Japanese yen, The Japanese yen is weaker, so he's paying him.
That's what the Dodgers do. Why can't we pay yen and avoid? A luxury tax. They defer everything.
Pay him $3 this year and $7 million.
$7 million yen.
Yeah, right, which is like $14.
Yes, why can't we do that? Right. Why can't we pay somebody and just pay in pesos?
Right.
Like, you don't – pesos is not – you don't have – that's not part of the collective bargaining agreement. Yen and pesos aren't in there. We're avoiding the CBT. You let the Dodgers do it. You let the Dodgers sign a freaking all-world team – based on being able to pay them nothing now and deferring everything, why not let the Astros do it as well, just pay in different currencies that are not covered by the collective bargaining agreement?
Thank you. It doesn't say how much yen you can spend on the CBT, right? So let's do it. Let's spend a bunch of yen on Chris Giddens.
So the and you know, NFL award seasons are coming. We've talked about whether or not the Texans could win Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, all that stuff. Mike Sando, who is one of the most connected football guys that you're going to find in the media, he writes for The Athletic, where real media members are. Mike Sando shared where he's leaning on his ballot. And he said, MVP Lamar Jackson. Jackson's a leading passer and rusher for NFL six-rated offense by EPA, which is expected points added or something like that. Points added, yeah. He was already at the top game plan consideration for every Ravens opponents. He does mention, though, that there is no runaway choice for MVP. His full-season EPA ranks only 11th among quarterbacks, which will be a deal-breaker for those committed to measuring value with the flair of an accountant, which is probably nobody.
Look at what your human eyes.
Nobody.
You know what? Lamar is the MVP this year. With your human eyes, you could see it.
Coach of the Year. Stefanski is minus 1,000 favorite. DeMeco Ryans is plus 1,000, along with Shane Steichen. And then Dan Campbell's plus 1,600. How I'm leaning. The Houston Texans' DeMeco Ryans sits atop my ballot, with Kevin Stefanski and Sean McVay close behind. Ryans has the Texans at 9-7 on the verge of a playoff berth after entering the season with a rookie quarterback and a first-time offensive coordinator. He took over a franchise that had the NFL's worst record over the previous three seasons. No team faced longer Super Bowl odds than Houston entering the season. A counter-argument would point to Houston making its most significant gains on offense, which could mean quarterback C.J. Stroud and coordinator Bobby Slowick deserve more credit for the turnaround. But if we were to apply that reasoning to the defensive-minded Ryans, we need to do the same for Kevin Stefanski. So
yeah, but look at them, the Texans against the run versus what they've been against the run. They were the worst team in football the last two – well, combined, those two – the last 2 years, they were record-setting 2 years ago against the run, how bad they were.
Yeah.
So DeMeco, he's done –
probably should mention that,
yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
Assistant coach of the year, Ravens defense coordinator Mike McDonald, holds a small advantage over Browns defense coordinator Jim Schwartz. Schwartz has done a really good job. The Texans' Bobby Slowick, Ravens offense coordinator Todd Monken, and Chiefs defense coordinator Steve Spagnuolo also deserve consideration. Comeback player of the year, DeMar Hamlin, is minus 300 now. Joe Flacco's plus 200, which, you know, that's real value. He goes, the debate surrounding this loosely defined award centers around how much to emphasize what hardship the player overcame versus how well the player performed after coming back from the hardship. In Hamlin's case, returning to the field in any capacity after enduring cardiac arrest and the great potential for imminent death separates him from all other candidates. So he's the imminent death guy. Offense player of the year, he's got Christian McCaffrey. Defensive player of the year, he's got Myles Garrett. Rookie of the year, this felt like Stroud's award to lose at one point, and odds makers still consider him a heavy favorite. I'm considering Puka Nacua, who ranks fifth in receiving yardage. But if Stroud finishes strong against the Colts, he'll be hard to push down the ballots. So that would be interesting. If C.J. Stroud...
because he missed sharded, those two games?
If he sharded against the Colts... I can say that. I found a loophole. If he sharded against the Colts... then Puka Nacua could win that, but I don't expect him to shart.
He pooped his pants.
Yeah. You can say shart.
No, can you? Shart's kind of ugly.
No, you can say that.
It's like a brown. It's
poop
a
your pants
strip.
Is good?
That's terrible.
Poop your pants
pee
is
down
good?
His legs.
Yeah, that's actually better.
Yeah.
But I actually found a loophole. So if that were to happen, I still think C.J. Stroud has already won the award. And then the Rams defensive tackle, Kobe Turner, tops my list with 9 sacks and 45 pressures over Jalen Carter. So he's going to go with the guys he actually thinks deserves it. He's not just going to default. He's got him over Will Anderson and Jalen Carter. He said Turner has more snap sacks and splash plays than Jalen Carter or Will Anderson. Carter's candidacy suffers from the Eagles' defensive struggles. Anderson is a close second to Turner in my mind. So he's got Will Anderson second.
He's got Will Anderson second? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but what are the odds? What are his odds?
In this, it's Carter minus 225, Will Anderson plus 225, Kobe Turner plus 600. Turner, from a statistical standpoint, is the winner, but I just don't think he has enough.
He doesn't have no juice.
He doesn't have the name recognition for some of the voters. Like, they're not following Rams football this year. They're not a sexy team.
Did he do
That's
executive?
That's why Puka Nacua can't win.
Did he do executive?
He did not show executive, no.
I think that
probably because he talks to a bunch of executives.
If he wins executive of the year, he's probably going to be a Patriot next year.
You really believe that?
I believe that it's a possibility, absolutely.
I believe, yes.
Well,
he loves the Northeast. Like, there's things like that that we don't even factor in.
And Robert Kraft versus Hannah, as far as ownership goes. I mean, he won Super Bowls there. It's a bigger deal there.
Why do you say than Hannah? Cal McNair's the owner. Hannah is his wife.
Is he, though? Are you, though?
Yes.
Certainly in name, he's the owner.
I mean, she can...
Are you, though?
Pull the marionette strings?
Yeah, hopefully. We're hoping that's what's happened.
Hey, we were talking during the break about how easy kids have got it nowadays.
You certainly were.
Listen, Daisy Sour Cream is making a Daisy dip with French onion. My mom used to stand over the stove for hours mixing up a French onion dip.
With the powder, stirring.
And you know how much stirring you had to do? Otherwise, it was lumpy. I had lumpy French onion dip when I was a kid. These kids today, they got the best French onion dip they could possibly have. Mm-hmm. Daisy dips and Cool Ranch as well. A ranch dip that is extraordinary as well. We didn't have this when we were kids. You kids are so coddled.
Oh, I thought
soft.
Soft, okay.
They soft. Okay, now you just open up a container and you start dipping your chips. When we had to stir and stir and stir.
Or your mother had to stir.
Well, yeah, but I had to watch her, and she was complaining about it, okay? But we only had it on special occasions. Now these kids today can have Daisy dip every day. Oh, it wasn't like that when I was a kid. They don't appreciate what they've got. Daisy dip. Find out for yourself. It's awesome.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Planet Unicorn Hay.
It's the prettiest shade of pink I've ever seen.
Johnny G's not going to have to travel far to make today's tee time. He's already at East River 9 in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios and broadcasting live with his swing coach, Lance Z, and angry caddy, Dello.
Angry caddy. All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We are live at East River 9, where it's open for business. Want you to come if you're in the neighborhood, if you're on the east side here. Just beautiful. Man, it's still coming down pretty good right now. It's I don't think we're playing golf today. Just don't think that's going to happen.
But you can come out here and eat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are some now water hazards on the course that didn't exist just 6-7 hours ago. So that's an addition that they've got to the course.
But you let us know they have a clothing store here.
Yep. Pickleball.
Pickleball. They have certainly a sports bar. They got great breakfast. It's the weekend, so they're serving that croissant sandwich. That's really good.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have that.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm having that. Man, they got a salad that's off the charts. Their food here is really good.
Yeah. And to all the TVs to come and watch your Texans game tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I came here for
the Big 12 championship and watched out on the patio. It was great. I think the weather's clearing up this weekend. Right now, obviously, it's not there. But that TV, there's no such thing as any sun that will bother it.
No, it doesn't bother.
It's like you see it perfectly.
Yeah, and you don't see that in TVs outside. That TV, the sun does not affect it whatsoever. Now, it's going to be nicer, absolutely, today, 80%. Saturday, sunny, 62.
Yep.
So we're going to have a nice day. That's a nice sit outside, drink
some
beers.
I may come out here to watch the Colts. I may bring snacks out here just so he can torment other – he can torment Texans.
Is he going to wear Colts jersey?
Colts gear?
I guarantee you he is.
He's going to wear his Colts gear.
Yeah.
He is such a contrarian.
He will.
He is.
He likes Texans, too, but he likes Colts.
No, but he just likes to do that just to
– No, Mason's a contrarian.
Oh, he is.
Mason's a – yeah.
Yeah.
Anything, yes, he's a total contrarian. A guy who's not a contrarian, a guy who has been one of the, to me, the voices of reason in sports.
Mark Vandermeer.
No, one of the guys who from the very beginning has listened and participated with John and Lance when we were on 610. He was one of the OGs.
Cowboy Bill.
Not Cowboy Bill. We literally based Slapfest 1. It started originally based on this guy, and then it turned into Slapfest,
right,
which was at a Hooters where Chance McClain and Taylor McClain took time slapping each other in the face. Not as hard as what we see on TV now, but they were pretty good slaps.
They were good slaps.
They were good slaps, and it was based on one guy tricking the other guy into joining the military.
And the other guy wife in the backyard.
Yeah, did something, kissed his wife in the backyard. Yeah, there was some raw feelings and emotions in those slaps. Jason in Waco, the great Jason in Waco, one of the most famous callers, one of the most famous
more
people.
More than Gilbert, you think, or no?
Yeah, well, I mean,
in the early days.
Yeah, he would be. I mean, he's the OG. Gilbert wasn't calling in the earliest days. Gilbert wasn't there. We didn't even know who he was by the fifth anniversary party.
We didn't?
No, we didn't know him. We knew Yami from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
I've got that picture on my phone of the fifth anniversary party, and there's Jason. Fifth anniversary party
you were there then, right?
Slapfest 2.
No, it was
Slapfest 2, and we had all the callers on it with us on the party bus, the famous callers. And one of them was Jason in Waco. Yesterday, somebody on Twitter.
Cowboy Bill, who made everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, somebody tags me yesterday on Twitter and said, hey, at Jason, they had his Twitter handle, and they said, John and Lance were talking about you this morning. He goes, oh, I love those guys. I'm like, Jason in Waco. I immediately went to the thing. To his Twitter profile, he's got girl softball stuff in there, so I knew it was Jason in Waco.
Yeah.
And so, because his sister used to play girl softball, and to make her good, he told her she would never be good, she'd be a failure. And he did that to make her mentally tough.
Remember? I'll never forget that call. Yeah, tell her that she's awful, and I can tell her.
And so let's bring him on right now. He's on hold right now.
Jason's here?
Oh, yeah, he's here.
Jason.
What's up? It's been a long time, because you know you're my favorite. It's an honor to be on the two best radio hosts on the radio. So, wow, I'm like in awe to be on with two legends like y'all are.
Jason, I mean,
with three legends
y'all should
now,
be
Fred,
in
because you're on
Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah. We should, but they don't like us.
Right. Jason, I got a question for you. Now, you told your sister she'd never amount to anything because
she was
playing softball well.
Yeah, he was trying to make her tough.
Yeah, but so how is she turned? How old is she now, and how has she turned out?
She's 38.
She's 38?
No, that's not even possible.
Why? It's 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It's 20-some years ago.
Yeah,
how did she turn out?
Great.
What did she do?
She's in the car business. I mean, that's all I know.
Oh, she's in the car business. Okay, well, good for her.
Did she turn into a good softball player?
Yes.
She did.
Right.
She turned out pretty good. I don't want to brag. I don't want to be that person because they're related. You think they're good. I can't stand people think their kids are good when they're not. I can't stand that. I mean,
So you're in the softball business?
Well, what are you doing? You've got a lot of softball stuff on your Twitter page. I didn't know that was your Twitter page.
I work it for my high school. I've been there for 9 years. It's like I'm living the dream. Back in August, I had a heart attack, by the way.
Jason, you had a heart attack.
What happened?
Yes. I went to softball practice, and my chest was hurting, and I just thought it was heartburn because I had severe heartburn 6 months ago, and I just thought it was that, and then my chest was hurting, and he said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. And, you know, I have a high tolerance of pain, but that is the worst pain. Then I only got like 2 hours sleep, and the next day our football coach said, man, you don't look good, Jason, and I was having a heart attack, and I had 100% clogged arteries at 2 stents. So
wow. Well, good thing you got through that.
Yeah, glad you made it.
You got through that. You got to the hospital. Great, good stuff. You're at Midway. Where's Midway?
Waco. We played in the state championship game in 17.
Well, So your softball team is good? Are you the head coach of the softball team?
Oh, yeah, we're the winningest softball program in Texas with 831, to be exact.
What are you talking about, John? Right? Is that softball team
good? Well, wait a minute. Are you the head coach?
No.
That's Jordan Williams. By the way, the best softball coach in America, by the way, in my opinion.
In your opinion.
But what do you do for the team?
I do everything what they ask of me, and I also work for our football program. I do everything.
He's a jack of all trades.
Nice.
Jason, let me ask you a question. Do you remember when we had that slap fest and you played the video?
Let him tell the story. Jason, how do you remember this story?
PlayStation.
Jason, tell us the story. I want to hear how you remember it happening.
I remember it was one of the worst days of my life. I was bragging that nobody could beat me at Game Breakers, and I brought it to Hooters, like you said, and I lost 8-8, and I grabbed my PlayStation, and I ran and jumped over the fence. So I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Jumped over the fence.
And then they were coming for you to shave your head, right?
They wanted to shave your head.
But then we banned him. Right. We banned you from calling because you didn't live up to your bet. But then what happened in Slapfest 2 a couple years later?
I remember that day like it was yesterday.
You got your head shaved. They eventually got his head shaved. Yeah.
Yep.
Jason eventually, and he was on the party bus of people, eventually got his head shaved.
Oh, the people love Jason.
And then Jason, I remember there was a great story about when you were a valet parker, a valet driver. Do you remember this one, John? Jason, can you remind John what happened when you were a valet driver?
I was working at a hotel in Houston, and I was valet parking this guy's truck. When it hit the brakes, it did it. It hit the guardrail, and know the rest of the story.
What happened after that?
They told me my services was no longer needed. Everything happened so quick. It was an accident, you know? That's why it's called accidents.
That's why they're called accidents. It was an accident.
The guy had insurance.
But you know what? It all worked out for the best. Otherwise, you might not be at Midway with the winningest program ever.
Doing what I love doing.
Right. And you love doing that. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Listen, if you were here for Jason and Waco days, you've been with us for a long time. And if you haven't been, you're just getting a taste of what it was like to have Jason in our lives. Great to hear from you again, Jason. Man,
it is really great. It really made my day. It was always a blessing listening to y'all.
Yeah, who are you listening to? Do you have a John and Lance in Waco now that you listen to?
I'm so busy, and so I don't have time. Actually, you're the first person I've called in a long time, so I'm glad my first call back to the radio station was with y'all, my two favorites.
That's great. That's Jason and Waco, everybody. For those of you that were here for it,
he was famous.
That's a treat. For those of you that weren't, well, you just had to put up with that segment.
Yeah, because you don't know what you missed.
Yep, you don't know. You don't know.
Well, good luck in Midway. He said he's thanks, Jason. We appreciate it.
Thank
he
you, says, Jason.
Living, he goes, working back in my high school. I'm living the dream.
Yeah.
That man said he's living the dream. Good for Jason.
So with this being a holiday show, now we're going to need Cowboy Steve and Brad and Spring Branch.
It's not a holiday show. By the way, Sklar Brothers are going to join us.
Cowboy Steve. When was the last time we heard from him?
I don't know. I had to block him or mute him years ago on. He just became too irascible.
He was.
He was too angry about and cranky. But Sklar Brothers are going to join us at 9:30. They're doing a comedy show here at Secret Group. And they're coming in town. I said, are you staying for the national championship game? And they said, we are. We're staying for the national championship game. That's why they're coming
in
town.
Why don't we get them in on Monday?
Because they need to sell tickets because
their show is on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
I think it's Sunday. Let me check Saturday or Sunday.
Well, maybe we'll have them back and they can break down the game for us. Jason Waco's little sister's pushing 40 and he had a heart attack. Thanks, guys. Just remembered I'm old. Yes, it is true. We're all old now. Jason and Waco. If she's pushing 40, he's got to be pushing 50.
He had a heart attack. Oh, yeah. By the way, back in August, I had a heart attack. Like, yeah. Oh, you didn't have to lead with that, Jason.
Okay. All right. That's Jason Waco update for those of you.
She is in car business, but that's all I know. I don't want to brag. Did she become a good softball? I don't want to be somebody who lives off of, like, I don't want to brag about it because I don't want to be somebody who lives off of their kids or, well, she's your sister, yeah. Not kids.
Who think their kids are good when they're not.
Yeah.
Time for
By the way, you said Mark Vandermeer was one of the nicest guys.
Nicest guys.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I know.
I know Mark Vandermeer. He's a gentleman and a scholar.
I love Mark Vandermeer.
I'm friends with Coach Reese, too. I like Coach Reese. He says Mark Vandermeer is one of the rudest guys in
That's
Houston radio
incorrect.
History. He said, unlikable guys. Mark Vandermeer and A.J. Hoffman are the worst. Okay, A.J.,
okay.
I get that.
Yes.
He wants to be the villain.
He does.
Mark Vandermeer is
Mark
a peach.
Mark Vandermeer is the nicest guy.
He's a peach.
Yeah, he is.
He could be listening right now.
He's a peach, hon. Mark Vandermeer, that's Coach Reese. You need to
maybe
slow
he,
your roll.
Maybe he treats people he thinks as a little people poorly.
Hey, Mark Vandermeer.
Now, he's probably switched now
Mark,
that he's got
Mark
a quarterback.
Mark Vandermeer never thinks people
no,
are little
but
people.
But you know what? Now that Mark Vandermeer, just like me, now that we have a quarterback – Maybe looks
I don't,
down on people.
I know what I know.
I look down on people now that I have a quarterback.
I know how I feel. I'm loyal to Coach Reese. You seem to be disloyal to the man and his thoughts. So
he is a police
not,
officer. So
yeah,
I want to.
Yeah,
but I've got Officer Phillips. Well, you do actually.
Now he's on my side.
Yeah. He is on your side now,
Coach Reese. I believe in you.
A marriage.
I stand with Coach Reese.
No, I don't. I stand with Mark Vandermeer.
Sorry, Reese. Mark Vandermeer came to my school. When I was just a young whippersnapper getting started in radio, he did a little speech. He was just barely in town.
Did he not sign your autograph?
I didn't ask for
Hold
him.
On, I want to hear this story.
I remember him as the Miami Hurricanes play-by-play guy. He had just started with the Texans maybe a year or two, and he was very nice, but that was years ago when he was just starting. Now let's say...
Before he's had all this success
all
with
the
Texans.
Success with the Texans.
When was the last time you saw him, then?
No, I've seen him... Well, I worked at 610 for a little bit, but I would have to stand with Coach Reese because Coach Reese seems like a man who doesn't tell lies.
Mark Vandermeer is a delight.
Says you.
I don't know why he said he's rude.
Yeah, you're
unlikable even.
Well, maybe because Coach Reese. Sign this, Mark, sign it. And Mark's eating dinner.
Mark Vandermeer is one of the rudest guys in Houston radio.
That's terrible.
History. He said history.
I mean, that's not the guy I would have put in my top 10
You know
list.
What? We got to bring those two together, okay? Because he's got a terrible perception of my guy, Mark Vandermeer. Right now, though, you know what? We got good perception of John Daspit.
Yeah, I do, because John Daspit helps people. He helps people win cases. When there is a case that needs to be filed because of personal injury, and keep this in mind, when you have an injury, when you have personal injury that happened through no fault of your own, it could happen at the workplace, you know, offshore, refinery blast, you know, for people who were, he's already signed up a lot of people who are at the Astro World tour that was, you know, the terrible tragedy there, and they want someone to look out for them, whether it's loss of life or just injury. He is, you know, you're in the hospital. You have to go to hospital for injuries. He's a guy. He's the guy that's going to fight for you. And he fights against those insurance companies that are looking to really limit your settlement so that they can look out for the bottom line of their clients. If you were hurt due to someone else's negligence, you should have your medical bills paid for. You should have physical therapy paid for. You should have the time missed from work because you can't go in due to your injury. That should be, you should be compensated. And you should be compensated for your pain and suffering. You did not ask to sustain an injury and sometimes severe injury due to someone else's negligence. And that's why he is going to passionately pursue justice for the injured. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the only sports radio on FM in Houston. Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios is currently nestled in the River House at East River 9, a perfect place to observe the trench.
Get in the trench.
With John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Live at East River 9, where we are open for business. Freaky Deke and Nile are here. I don't think we could have a bigger gap.
Our fandom is a spectrum, John.
It is.
Our listeners are a spectrum.
It is. We just had Jason Waco.
Yep.
Gilbert Nile, Freaky Deaky. We've got SMU Sunday. We've got a lot of, and over the years, we've had callers have been a big part of the show over the years.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You get to know them at events and things like that. You guys can call in now, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Your Houston Texans have a huge game against the Colts. The Colts are making fight songs. Does Sean have that fight song ready? Sean, is the fight? Sean, did you happen to get a fight song in your Colts fight song in your direct messages or in your email at any point, Sean?
Let me check. I did not.
Why don't you check that? Because Dell will work with you there on coordinating that. You know, one of the things that happens during seasons when you have, especially as you get closer to the playoffs, and really when you get into the playoffs, a lot of people come out with songs. That's like a big deal, right? You have rappers will come out and they'll do a rap about a song. I remember Paul Wall did an Astro song, the original, to They Don't Know, back in, I think it was 2015. Bun B did one back in 17 or 18, I think. You had, Slim Thug has done Texans-related stuff. And apparently Indianapolis has also now has dropped a banger. And this is how you know you've already said this is a playoff game.
Yep.
I mean, this is a playoff game, right? The win, you winning, you're in. So in essence, this is
a playoff.
This is a wild card game.
A song now.
This is a wild card game to get into the wild card. And so when you are in the playoffs, this is where local artists start to drop songs because it's good. They can get downloads and streams. They sell. It's good for their brand. They raise awareness of themselves as well as their team, and radio stations start pumping these songs, and the fans are bumping stuff out in their cars at the tailgate. And so the Colts, Sean, hopefully I have killed off enough time and set this up enough.
You've never sent
you
it to
not.
Me or Sean, so we don't know what you're talking about.
Niall, could you send that to Dell? Because I thought Dell already had. I thought you said somebody sent
no,
you something.
No, Sonny sent me something. Sonny.
Oh, well, can we hear Sonny's?
No, it's not a song. It's just Bill O'Brien saying Juice quite a bit.
Oh, it's not a banger?
He wanted it as a drop.
Well, in a second, we're going to hear. I'll have Niall send it to Dell. Dell, you can send it to Sean. We're going to hear what an Indianapolis Colts banger sounds like.
There's no such thing
as
a Colts banger.
It's going to be pretty
terrible.
Awful.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
If
I
it
doubt
was
it.
Good, you wouldn't have brought
a
it
a local
to the
artist. No, I don't know that for a fact. It's a local artist.
I do, though.
It's a local artist.
A local Indianapolis artist?
Yeah.
What's he look like?
It's a white guy. What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think?
He's Indianapolis.
Black people don't live in
Indianapolis? Here's what
Indianapolis.
He looks like. Nondescript white guy. Nondescript white guy who you could look at for 10 minutes, and then 10 minutes later, if I told you to pick him out of a lineup, you wouldn't know him. Right. You'd just say, I don't know.
Well, so while they're getting
yourself to me.
Okay, see, I could live in Indy.
Speaking of,
you do sometimes.
We can commit crimes, and you wouldn't be able to pick us out.
Speaking of, no black people in Indianapolis.
I don't know if that's true, but
go ahead. This isn't the same, but it's someone. Did you see the Lululemon founder, Chip? His name is Chip Wilson. His name is Chip Wilson. He says he's tired of a certain type of people buying his clothes.
What type of people?
Here's what he says. You've got to be clear that you don't want certain customers coming in. So this is the Lululemon founder. What type of people do you think he's referring to?
Does he mean
to?
Like gym girlies, the girls who are always at the gym? Is that what he's against?
Nope.
Middle-aged women?
He's probably against his core audience.
Nope. Nope.
Did he
say? A certain group of people that he does not want in his
food. I don't want to guess.
Guessing
gets you in trouble. People like Raheel?
No. Raheel's is a Lululemon model.
Oh,
he is. So it wouldn't be Raheel's people.
It's not Raheel's people.
Cis white men?
It's not it. That is not it.
Trans kids?
Doesn't want. No, that's not it.
I'm just going
He's
down
okay
list.
With trans kids as long as they're skinny.
Okay.
Yeah, he's all right with everybody except fat people.
Yeah, he cuts.
Is it because they're stretching out the material? What's his problem?
No, they cut off. He just doesn't want that for his brand. He cut off his I've seen this before where his waist doesn't go higher than 38.
Yeah,
he won't do 40s. He won't do double XLs.
No,
he won't do like he just said.
Sorry.
This is it. All right,
if you want
XL,
go somewhere else and buy your fat clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is actually a thing it's, where yeah. he's like, he goes, I don't want them in my brand.
Yeah.
Those people.
Those people. You think I want a Lululemon sign on something that's really
now,
expansive?
He better be careful. Well, Lizzo took bullets yeah. 2 months ago. So
he can't have Megan Thee Stallion. I think
I think he probably would want Megan.
I think he would 100% have Megan.
Yeah, actually, but that's she's not, pushing the limit right
well,
there.
No, she's not. That's waist, not, she's got a thin.
Yeah,
but she's not considered slim thick.
I don't know. I don't
she's
know.
Just
I don't
really,
know the terminology.
She's just, thick.
But she's not considered
no, but,
fat.
No, not
no,
at all.
She's not fat.
That's
no,
but that's what he's against.
No, yeah. Actually, she's doing the ads for the weight. What is it, Planet Fitness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she recently even lost.
But
weight.
Do you notice she's in the cloud and it's only the top half of her?
I have not. I didn't notice. I haven't seen the
Why?
Commercial.
Because yeah, the commercial is. Yeah, she's going around like she's a genie. And she's in a cloud.
She's like this and then this. Yeah. And, yeah.
I don't think he is targeting her. I think he's targeting a different sort of woman.
Yes. Yeah. He's definitely not. He wants Megan in his stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she'd look good in his stuff.
She would look great in his stuff. Yeah, she's so not that she wouldn't look
that's
good
That's not
in.
The problem.
So a guy whose whole brand is based on fit people and his clothes and and people go to the
But how about
–
let's just cut right to it. He's not even talking about women because he would get in trouble.
No, he doesn't want – guys too.
He doesn't want any
No, that's really what – he doesn't want big guys in his stuff.
Or
he
girls.
He doesn't want big women in his
stuff. But he's not going to say that out loud.
Of course not.
Well, he's not saying it out loud. He's just saying, I don't want any fat people. That's what he's saying.
Why don't you just say guys?
But that's not what
guys. It's girls
wants.
Too. They don't have big.
He doesn't want a fat.
They don't have plus sizes
taken,
for women.
Is he taking hell
they don't
for
have
this?
Plus sizes for women either. Lance.
Is he taking hell for this?
No. You know, and here's the deal. It's like there's certain products that appeal to some people and not to others.
Here's the thing. He didn't have to say anything. Just make your
there's
clothes in the size.
There's enough skinny people for him to be a bajillionaire.
That's true.
Well,
right?
But
he didn't have to make a point. He could have just quietly made the sizes smaller so they didn't fit the people he didn't want in his clothes.
That's all he had to do. He didn't have to say. He's already doing that.
Yeah, he didn't have to
he's
say
already
a
doing
word.
It. He didn't have to say anything. That was dumb.
So, no, right. But he's like, well, he's already, I think he's sold out. I think he's cashed in.
Okay.
He's got his billions already. He said he started this. He said, I started Lululemon. He said, it wasn't until my brother came home one day wearing a pair of slightly cooler than normal looking pants when I learned what it really was. I asked my brother, where are those pants from? He replied, Lululemon. They cost $12,000. And he was like, I ran to the nearest Lululemon, spent a whole paycheck on a new wardrobe of athletic leisure wear. I would never be caught in affordable sweatpants again. This happened anyway.
Wait, this guy didn't start Lululemon.
That was the – no. He didn't – no. He's telling a story about somebody.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what? Not every product appeals to – you know what? Daisy Dip doesn't appeal to everybody.
Yes, it does.
Well,
they want to.
What you say? Yes, they do. And they're not – excluding people on purpose.
Right.
Listen to Diamond Club Johnny trying
I've
to
heard
talk
him.
Everyone out of his Lululemon stuff.
I've heard him.
No,
we
no,
know
no.
what this
ridiculous.
Is about.
My wife loves
Not
Lululemon.
Everyone can wear these. Not everyone can. See, you're trying to keep other people out of Wendy's stuff.
No.
It's not for you. It's not necessarily for you.
You could go in there and try to buy something. They don't have it. If you're a big woman, they don't have something for you. Sorry. They don't carry that.
Wow.
Just like at a liquor store, they don't carry radios to sell. That's just what they don't. They don't sell radios at a
but
liquor store.
But they sell liquor.
Yeah. Yes. Right. But they don't sell radios. So don't go in there to try to buy a radio.
They're not trying to buy a radio. They're trying to buy liquor at the liquor store. They just
right.
to have a bottle big enough.
Right. Well, and see.
You want a Magnum
some
champagne.
Some people want smaller. You know what? At a 7-Eleven, they don't carry gigantic bottles of liquor.
Oh, no. Trust me. I'm with you. But that's the whole point. The guy just didn't have to say anything. It's just keep making your sizes too small for big people.
And then when someone asks you about it, you go, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we're all out.
Well,
I'm sold out.
We don't make 40 pants.
We only make it up to 38. We don't have the number 4 in our stitch
What they should do is he shouldn't say anything. He should just have one of the workers when they're accosted by someone with no clothes that fit them, just quietly, okay, ma'am, come over here. And there's a scale in the floor.
No,
you go, there's Ann Taylor.
It's a DEXA scan checking body fat.
No,
lay down here. I'm not laying
here,
in this
you
thing.
Just have the address of Ann Taylor.
No, you don't make it that obvious.
That's okay, Ann Taylor. They have plus-size
sure.
women's clothing.
But you don't.
They don't. Skinny girls don't go there.
I just think
so
it,
you stay out of my store.
I just think that's too forward. You just have them walk on the scale and go, Sorry, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
Sorry. If it just starts.
and the workers don't have to say a word. Don't get them in trouble.
You're terrible.
Store policy. Store policy is at scale. That's
put
all.
A scale in there.
Yeah. That's it. Sorry, man. It has nothing to do with me. This is all about you and store policy.
We got a break. That's all. You guys are terrible. So here's the deal. I got to talk about my bookie. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. You're looking for the best way to have fun playing. If you've never been on a gambling website before, I'm telling you, this is really, really easy to navigate. Yeah, I don't know how to do it. It's so simple. There's nothing. And they got casino cam. They got everything you could possibly want to bet on. I mean, you know cricket, okay? You want to bet on cricket. Well, guess what? You're going to have a huge advantage over other people that don't have any idea, but you're going to be able to bet cricket on mybookie.ag because they got thousands of different bets that you can make in what all sports and entertainment. So if you're looking for a great way to win, play, and get paid, all you got to do is go to MyBookie. You get a bonus for signing up at 975. You got to put in promo code BET975. You got to play, win, and get paid. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Bonuses all the time. They're going to have bonuses on the big game that's going to come up, and they're going to have all kinds of bonus bets for you. But you got to get there. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live from East River 9, you found the trench.
Get in the trench.
Here's John and Lance.
Back here live at East River 9, where you can come and get your football games on tomorrow right here. You can Freaky T came to eat lunch here today. How about that?
Or breakfast. Got a croissant over
there.
Croissant. I see that.
Yeah, you see, today's croissant day, right? Breakfast croissant day?
Yes.
They don't do that every day.
It's a weekend thing for them. Yeah. I think Friday and through Sunday.
That's nice. We got to get one of those. Yeah.
Do we want to hear?
That's on the schedule.
Do we want to hear the Colts song? Sean has it ready.
This is, okay, good. So like I said, whenever it's playoff season, the local artists come out and create bangers for the game, mm-hmm. and they get people hyped, and they play it in their cars and the parking lots at the workplace on the radio, and the Colts have one. And a local artist released in Indianapolis released a song, and I'll just say this. I'll be the first one to tell you. I am concerned with the Texans. You know, they're on the road. It's going to be a hostile environment. And a song like this, all it does is serves to hype up fans to get even louder and be even more disruptive against the Texans when they're trying to get snaps off. This is a concern to me. Here's Indianapolis and their new hype song.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose. We love them. For the shoe, beat the Texans. Let the world hear us now. This is our team. Go Colts.
When he said bleed blue, shouldn't he have moved the we love the shoe up a line?
Yeah.
So it rhymed as opposed to waiting?
Yeah, but that's what makes him.
Are you an artist like this guy? No. How are you going to criticize when you – did you write a banger like this? No.
This is our team. And I don't need both y'all getting quiet every time I sing something because you're trying to capture.
Go on.
No.
I don't like the earnestness. I thought we were actually getting a banger. This is a ballad. Why am I listening to a ballad for a football song?
Well, because in Indianapolis they don't do it. They
you don't
have
think
to
they're
going to
come out
there.
To this?
No.
You don't think they're going to come run out to this?
This is our team. This is for the shoe. And they're going to run out with it. Somebody's going to have an American flag. They're going to sprint out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're concerned that they're going to pump this in
Love
with the crowd noise to disconcert the Texans?
Yes, and this is a concern for me. Now do you think maybe the money will start changing hands? You told us earlier that you talked to somebody who told you that 94% of the money is on the Colts, is on the Texans.
On the Texans.
Now.
That's terrible.
Is that a local operations money?
No. This is national.
It's national?
National.
This is national. This is all of them.
Then why are the
all
Colts?
The different sites.
No, the Texans are a favorite. Are they still a 1.5-point favorite?
The Texans are a 1.5-point favorite now?
What was it?
I don't.
They were when I looked.
That's a bad thing.
This is for the shoot. And this but is now a bad that the, thing. But now that this song has come out, that could actually change.
You think this song
it'll swing it in the Colts
change
favor?
The betting
it
line?
It could. It's one now. See, they've already shaved a 0.5 off of the Texans. After the song has come out, wouldn't
you
shock
know,
me.
And that's
culture.
A reverse line move. Mm-hmm. The Texans, all the money's coming in on the Texans, and the line went down.
Over under for points.
That's a bad thing.
Over under for points, 23.5 for Texans, 23.5 for Colts. Under for points, Texans and Colts, 23.5, 23.5. Obviously, over under for the game, 47.5. I think there's going to be. Points scored,
like
but I don't know. I don't know, actually.
I don't either.
This might be a little tighter. Maybe a little bit more game managing going on.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. That's a tough one. Do you think that 47.5 is a big, big number?
Well, Steelers and Ravens total, 35. And Steelers are a 3-point favorite at Baltimore.
Well, Steelers have Mason Rudolph.
Any chance the Ravens... Right, but the Ravens aren't playing Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Any chance that the Ravens win that? I mean, there's definitely a chance Ravens win that game at home.
Steelers are, and since 2020, the Steelers are 6-1 against the Ravens.
I mean, Mike Tomlin's got his winning record secured.
No, I like the Steelers in that one, don't you?
Are the Saints playing for something? Saints are still playing for something, right?
The division?
The division. So the Falcons 7-9 versus the Saints. Saints are -3. Also in that division is Tampa Bay. That was a big loss last week for them. They're 8-8. They're at Carolina 2-14. And Carolina coming off of being shut out. That was just absolutely terrible. The big game is for the Texans is Jacksonville -4 at the Tennessee Titans.
And do we have word on Beathard or Lawrence? Is that one way or the other who's playing in that game?
I'm sure they're going to keep it as quiet as possible for as long as they can, which wouldn't be beyond today. Trevor Lawrence doesn't seem like he's in a great position to play. Could miss Jaguars game versus Texans. Why did he play in the first place? Why they were so stupid for not just leaving him out and trying to gather him, get him healthy for late. That is so dumb.
He was limited in practice yesterday, threw a little bit, and C.J. Beathard has a shoulder injury as well, but he was the full participant. We have a couple callers we're going to get to on the other side. David wants to talk about the Colts song. Gabe wants to talk about the Texans. So it's a big game. People want to talk about it. We'll get to those guys when we start the 9 o'clock
hour. On the other side, but right now I'm talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's John Clay Wolf, GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf, buy your car. John Clay Wolf says, sell me your car. And guess what? I am going to give you more for it. Give me your car. And it's an easy process. He'll pick it up, deliver it. He'll bring you the check. I mean, John Clay Wolf won't bring you the check, but somebody from his office will. They're going to bring you that check. They're going to pick up the car. They're going to do it all. All you need to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com right now and start the process. It's easy. You put in your VIN number or your license plate number. And you're on your way. Now you got to take a picture of the car. You need to give them what kind of condition it's in and all of that stuff. And you're going to find out that John Clay Wolf will give you more for your vehicle. At least find out what your vehicle is worth at GiveMeTheVIN.com. And then you're going to, you know what? Some guys have said, well, I've gone to another place and they offered me more. Well, that was the first time that John Clay Wolf. You go back with John Clay Wolf. With that counter offer, and he's going to go, okay, I'll beat that, or, oh, no, I can't beat that. And that, you know what doesn't happen? Not beating it. So if you're looking for the best way to get rid of your vehicle, get the most for it, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
This is Bill. Idea to eliminate garbage. Edible paper.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to...
Car. Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.